a damn need. It's dinner time.
Right.
It's time to eat.
Is that how you... What if they were sitting in here? And it was ready?
Y'all come on to dinner. I got that y'all in.
Would you say that for your family or for your guests? Either one? Alright.
Yeah, come, no. Come on, let's eat. It's time to eat. My tummy is hungry.
Now, if somebody comes into the dining room and you say, won't you...
Come in.
And do what?
Have a seat.
Well, you say, won't you...
Sit down.
And so then you say, he...
He is...
He... Did what and began to eat? He...
Sat down and began to eat.
And they have already...
Eaten.
But...
They have already sat down.
Right. And if you want someone not to wait, like until the potatoes are passed, you know, if they try to pass them to you before they have them, you say what? To them. No, go ahead and...
Help yourself.
And so you say, well, he went ahead and did what?
Helped himself.
And you say, since he had already...
Dealt his food out or helped himself.
I asked him to pass it over to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, alright. So, now if you decide not to eat something, you know, something that you didn't like, you say, I don't... If somebody said, won't you have some of this blood pudding? You'd say, thank you, but I don't...
I don't care for it.
Alright. And, now, what would you call food that had been cooked and you served it again?
Leftovers or warmed over.
Now, if it was heated, what would you call it?
Warmed over.
And if it was just cold out of the refrigerator, what would you call it?
Leftovers. Well, even if it was warmed, it'd be leftovers.
But if it was cold, it'd be...
It'd still be leftovers.
But if warmed over is heated, what would you just call the stuff that you just took out of the refrigerator and served cold?
Would be leftovers.
Right. And when you sit down to eat, you put the food in your mouth and you begin to...
Chew it.
Right. And now you said that you make cornmeal mush. Would that be like sort of like a pudding?
I reckon so. It sort of takes the place of grits, I imagine. Now, I've never heard of anybody making it. But we've got a recipe for it, so I suppose that they have made it.
Well, did you ever take, like, cornmeal and just boil it with salt and water? You never...
No.
Well, what do you grow out in your...
Listen, did Miss Elmore know about that?
We haven't gotten that far.
Oh, you haven't?
I mean,
I'm
sure she will. That's not bad.
I just wonder.
I don't know. I'll tell you when we get that far. What becomes of it? What do you call peas and beets and stuff like that you grow out of your garden?
Just peas and beans, and butter beans and corn.
Well, if somebody said
a garden.
Yeah. What?
You want to go see my garden?
Well, what do you grow in the garden? I mean, what's all that's called together?
Vegetables.
And now, what if you bought those at a grocery store? Like,
it'd still be vegetables.
And have you ever made, or I know you've eaten something it's a southern food, and and you take it and you make it with lye or ashes sometimes. And it's made out of corn. It's just...
Harmony.
And now tell me about that.
Now, I don't know about it, but, I've got a homemaker that makes hominy.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have.
Wonder how she makes it.
She boils.